This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Employees at one state office will not have to comply with an order to turn over information on 35 people to federal immigration authorities. The order came from Governor Jared Polis, who decided Colorado should comply with an ICE subpoena seeking information on the guardians of unaccompanied immigrant minors. An official at the state labor department sued, arguing the order contradicts a state law protecting immigrants' information. A judge has agreed and issued a preliminary injunction, but the order applies only to that one state office. The block will stay in place while the lawsuit makes its way through the courts. A suspect is recovering from two gunshot wounds after an altercation with Pueblo sheriff's deputies Tuesday night. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the suspect drove his car into two patrol vehicles.
Deputies responded to reports of a man threatening to rob customers of a gas station in northeast Pueblo County. When they arrived, the man driving a Ford Explorer hit the deputy's vehicles as he fled, injuring a deputy. Shots were fired at the Explorer, which hit the driver, and then deputies pursued the vehicle onto Highway 96. Deputies caused the Explorer to roll over with their patrol vehicles. The 24-year-old suspect and a 42-year-old passenger were apprehended and taken to the hospital. A press release from the sheriff's office says the injuries to the occupants are not life-threatening. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
There was another helicopter rescue in the backcountry Wednesday morning after two hikers were stranded overnight on Capitol Peak near Aspen. The rescue team said the two 19-year-old hikers from North Carolina got stuck at around 13,000 feet after seeking a shortcut for their descent from the summit. On the Colorado River, engineers have finished repairs on the tubes that allow water to pass downstream through Glen Canyon Dam at Lake Powell. The tubes are rarely used, but if water levels in the lake drop much lower, they'd be the only way to send water downstream to cities like Los Angeles and Phoenix. The repairs were finished 2 months ahead of schedule. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.